Kids, I know we're still a little early, but maybe we can sing some extra songs while we're waiting for a few more kids. Do any of you kids have a favorite song you want to sing from this hymn sheet?
32.
32. All right. I'm going to need help starting these hymns. Someone can help me with that. 32.
I can't throw in my sin, nothing but the blood of his God. So that not one spot remains, nothing but the blood of his God. Oh, precious is the blood that raised me white.
Have one.
Number 10.
Number 10. Okay, and we'll go to you next, Gentry. Number 10.
Thank you.
Did you have, Gentry? You forget? You want to pick a new one? Okay. Wide, wide is the ocean. All right, that might be in here, actually. Is it in here? All right, we'll sing it by memory if it's not. Someone start that, please.
Why has the
good job. If we have more time for songs at the end, we'll go ahead and do that. But now it's time for the scary part for you boys and girls. It's the memory verse. Did you guys learn it? Yeah? Okay. I'll read it, and then maybe it will help you remember it. It's in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. And it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Who's the oldest one here? Is it Evan? Yeah? All right. You want to go first? All right.
Neither is there
Salvation
in any other, for there is none other
name
under heaven whereby we must be saved. It's towards heaven.
Good job. All right, who's next? Should we just go down the line here? There is
none other name under heaven.
Given
among men, whereby we must be saved.
Acts 4:12. Good job. All right, Landon. There is
no other name under heaven given among men for we must be saved. Acts 4:12.
Good job. All right, your turn, Gentry. Nope. Allie, you want to try? Nope. All right, you guys, I don't think you guys learned the verse, did you? All right, Lillian?
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12.
Good job. All right, that was pretty good. That was quite a number of you guys that said the verse. So it says, there is none other name under heaven. Does anyone know whose name that is that's speaking of in that verse? There's none other name. Does anyone have any idea whose name that could be? What's that? Yeah, that's right. It's the Lord Jesus. I think earlier, a few verses earlier, it says Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, you know, in Mr. Roach's gospel last night, he told a story about a man who was really sick, so sick he couldn't get out of his bed. Remember that story? Yeah, and he had a wife who wasn't sick, And they lived right near a volcano that was full of burning hot lava. And one day the volcano erupted and the lava was pouring down the mountain, going right towards their house. And the man needed help, but he couldn't help himself, and not even his wife could help him. She couldn't carry him out. And so, you know, that's the way it is for you boys and girls. If you aren't saved, there's no one that can help you. Your mom and dad can't help you get saved. Your brothers and sisters, your friends. I can't save you. The only one who can save you is the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So today I wanted to talk to you, boys and girls, a little bit about prayer. But first, there's something you need to pray if you aren't saved. Romans chapter 10 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So if any of you boys and girls aren't saved, the very first prayer you need to do is to call on the name of the Lord. Tell him that you're a sinner. Tell him that you believe he can save you and that you want him to save you. And he will, and you'll be saved. Okay? So if any of you aren't saved, that's the very first prayer you need to do. All right? Okay, so like I said, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about prayer. And then we're going to go over a Bible story, a fun Bible story, about a man who prayed. But before we talk about the Bible story, I want to talk to you a little bit about prayer, okay? So I'll start off with the question. Everyone can raise their hands for this one. If you have prayed before, please raise your hand. Good. That's a lot of you boys and girls. It's good to see so many of you have prayed. Because it's a good thing to pray, right? You know, the Lord Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And the Bible tells us that we should pray too. There's a verse in Philippians chapter 4. I'll read it. Philippians chapter 4. In verse 6, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." So that's just one verse out of so many verses in the Bible that tell us that we should pray. So the Lord Jesus wants us to pray, doesn't he? But what is praying? You know, sometimes it's hard to know really what praying is. But I think it's pretty simple. It's asking the Lord for something, isn't it? So you boys and girls probably know what it means to ask for something, right? I think you probably ask mom and dad for things all the time. Have you ever been shopping with mom or dad in the store? And you have. And you go through the toy section and you see some really cool toys. Right? Like a Lego set, a cool Lego set with a helicopter. Or maybe you see a doll with a stroller, or a really cool coloring book with all the gel pens, and you see those cool toys. Have you ever been in that situation and you turn to mom and you say, "Mom, can I have that, please?" Has that ever happened? Well, I remember as a boy, I did that many times, probably every time I was in the store. And 99.999% of the time, they would say no. But once in a while, they would say yes, I think. I don't know if I remember a time, but I'm sure they said yes. But so you boys and girls know what it's like to ask for something, don't you? But, you know, you don't ask for something that you know mom and dad wouldn't like you to have, right? So if you're in the store and you see a pack of cigarettes, you're not going to ask them for that, right? Because those are bad and smoking is bad. You know mom and dad won't want you to have that, right? Well, when we pray, we can ask the Lord for things, right? It's pretty simple, isn't it? We can just ask the Lord for things, and there's so many things we can pray for. Do any of you boys and girls know of something that you could pray for? Can you think of anything that you could pray for? There's a lot of things. Well, I think you can pray for safety for Dad at work. You can pray for salvation for any of your friends if they aren't saved. You could pray for so many different things. You could pray for your brothers and sisters, for your friends. And you can even ask for help for things. Now, there's a verse in Psalm 46. Psalm 46, the very first verse, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So, we can ask for help if we need help with something. Like, you boys and girls are probably all done with your schoolwork for the year, right? Is it summer break? Yeah. But if you were back in school, you could ask the Lord for help with your schoolwork. Or if you were at a big conference with lots of new people, you could ask the Lord for help making new friends. There's so many things you can ask the Lord for help for. So those are some things we can pray for when we are talking to the Lord. But, you know, there's something else we can do as well. Sometimes it's hard to think of things to ask for, but you know what's really easy to do? It's really easy to say thanks for something, right? It's really easy to say thanks for something because the Lord has given us so many things, and we can be thankful for so many things, right? So we can say thanks for dying on the cross for me. We can say thanks for saving me. We can say thanks for all of my nice toys. Thanks for nice mom and dad. Right? There's so many things we can give thanks for. So that's another thing. Besides just asking for something, we can say thanks for something. And then another thing we can do is we can praise the Lord. Right? Does anyone know what it means to praise someone? It's a hard word, isn't it? Well, I think to praise someone means to tell them how great they are. Right? So, to give you an example, let's say I have all of you boys and girls line up over here in this corner of the room to race around the room as fast as you can. And so you all line up, and I say, ready, set, go. And you all run around the room, and by the time you get to the end, the fastest one is Gentry. And I could praise her by saying, wow, Gentry, you are just the fastest runner. You are so great at running. You know, you made all the other ones look like slow pokes. Even Landon. So that's how I could praise her, tell her how great she is. And so when we are talking to the Lord, we can tell him how great he is, right? We can tell him how kind he is, how loving he is. We can tell him how beautiful his creation is. There's so many things we can praise him for. So those are some things we can do when we pray. You know, it doesn't have to be a long prayer. Sometimes in prayer meeting, we hear some really long prayers. But, you know, it doesn't have to be long. It can be simple. You're just talking to the Lord when you pray. You're telling him your desires. You're asking him for things, thanking him and praising him. And it can be pretty easy. So, what I want you boys and girls to do is tonight, when you're done swimming in the pool, and you're back in your rooms all tired out from the swimming, and you're in your pajamas, and mom and dad are ready to say goodnight to you, I want you to tell them that you want to pray. You might do this already, but I want you to do it tonight, okay? Tell them you want to pray, and I'm sure they will be so glad to help you pray. If you can't think of something to say, that's okay. They can help you. They can help you know what to say, all right? So I want you to do that tonight. All right, so that's what I have to say on prayer. Now we can move on to the fun Bible story, okay? And I have some things for you kids. First, I want you to guess what the story is. It's about a man who prays. There's a lot of Bible stories about a man who prays, so this is a hard question.
Daniel.
What's that?
Daniel.
You got it first try. That's right, Daniel. All right, so we're going to talk about Daniel and the lion's den. So I have some things here. I need someone to volunteer to be Daniel. Does anyone want to be Daniel? If you don't volunteer, I'm going to have to pick. No one's volunteering? All right, how about King Darius, the king? Does anyone want to be the king? I have some cool things the king can wear. All right, Evan, I'm picking you. You're the king. So I want you to stand up. We got your cape, because kings wear capes. Okay, so stand up for me. All right, let's see if we can tie this around your neck. Can you turn around, please? All right, let's tie this on there. Okay, you look pretty majestic. All right, now I also have something else, a nice crown. Okay, so let's put that on. Don't want to mess up your hair. This goes under your chin. All right, happy birthday, Evan. All right. Oh, and then I have one other thing. This king had a ring, so I got a ring pop you can wear, okay? So here, why don't you put this on? All right. Don't worry, I have some of these for all of you boys and girls later. Okay, so Evan is going to be the king in the story of Daniel. Why don't we have someone be Daniel? I'm going to pick Logan. You can't say no, sorry. You're going to be Daniel. I don't have anything you need to wear, okay? All right, and then I need two bad guys. We're going to be the two bad guys. Landon, you look like you want to be a bad guy. Gentry, you want to be a bad guy? No? Does no one else want to be a bad guy? Lillian, you want to be a bad guy? Okay. So Lillian and Landon are the bad guys. Now for everyone else, I have some lions. We'll give these to everyone. So here's a lion. Here's a lion. Oops. Here's a lion. Lion. Here we go. Here's one for you. One for you. Here's a lion, Allie. It's pretty cool, isn't it? All right. Did I call you Allie? I meant to say Elena. All right. So, this is the story of Daniel in the lion's den. I'm not going to read it, but I'm just going to summarize it, and if you want to read it for yourself, it's in Daniel chapter 6, okay? So, once upon a time, this is a true story, a long time ago there was a king named King Darius. And King Darius had a very large kingdom, and it was so big that he needed help ruling over it. He couldn't take care of it all himself. So he chose two people. He chose Daniel, and he chose Landon and Lillian to rule over his kingdom. But, you know, Daniel, he was a pretty good guy. And he prayed three times a day, and he feared the Lord. And so the Lord made him wise. And the Bible says he had an excellent spirit. And, you know, this made the king like Daniel way more than he liked Landon and Lillian. And he liked him so much that he thought, you know what? I am going to make Daniel ruler over my whole kingdom. Well, Landon and Lillian see that King Darius likes Daniel more than them. And they got really jealous. And so they get together one day, and they try and devise a plan to get Daniel in trouble. So, Daniel, why don't you come over here? Just sit over here in this chair. Can you come over here and sit in this chair? All right. Here, you just sit in this chair. It's okay. All right. So Daniel's over here in his house one day, and Landon and Lillian decide to spy on him to get him in trouble. So they're over here in the bushes, and they're spying on Daniel with their binoculars, trying to find something wrong with him. And they're looking, and they're looking, and many hours go by, and they can't find anything wrong that Daniel does. He's a really good guy. And so they're thinking to each other, well, what are we going to do? Daniel is such a good guy, we can't find anything wrong with him. And then Lillian gets an idea. She says to Landon, you know, we've been watching Daniel, and the only thing he does is he opens his window three times a day, and he kneels down by the window and he prays to the Lord. Maybe we can use that to get him in trouble. And Landon says, Lillian, you are the smartest person in the world. That is such a good idea. I'm so glad you thought of it. And so they get together and they write a law that they want the king to sign for them. Okay. So here's a scroll. Which one of you wants to hold it? Here, Lillian, you can hold it. So they get together and they write a law, and they think it's a pretty good plan to get Daniel in trouble. You know what the law says? The law says that if anyone prays for 30 days, if anyone prays in the next 30 days, that they will be cast in the lion's den. That sounds pretty scary, doesn't it, to be cast in the lion's den? Well, they know that Daniel is faithful and that he prays three times a day. And they know that he's going to do that and that he's going to have to be cast in the lion's den. So Lillian and Landon go to King Darius and they show him the law. Here, why don't you unroll that and show it to King Darius here. Here, I'll hold this end. Or Landon, do you want to hold one end of it? You want to hold one end of it? All right, here, hold this end. Lillian, why don't you come down here and hold this end of it? All right. So they show him the law, and he's reading it, and he's reading it. And it makes him seem like a pretty good guy, doesn't it? Because no one can pray unless they pray to him for 30 days. And he decides it's a good idea, so he signs it. Here, Evan, why don't you sign on the line there? Just scribble right here. That's all signatures are anyway. Just put a scribble right here. All right, thank you. So the king signs the law. Now Landon and Lillian know that they are going to get Daniel good, don't they? So they go, they take the new law. Thank you. They take the new law and they show it to everyone. They show everyone in the town, so everyone knows what it says. Kyle, can you read this loud and clear so everyone knows what it says?
Grain is hereby prohibited. Active for 30 days.
Signed by?
Darius. King Darius.
Yes. Well, Daniel was at the town square when they were reading this, and he heard the law, and he knows exactly what it means. He knows that if he prays, he's going to be thrown in a den of lions. Well, do you think that scares him? No, it doesn't scare him, because Daniel knows that the Lord wants him to pray, and he's made it a habit of praying 3 times a day. And he's not going to stop praying, is he? Well, Daniel goes back to his house. And sure enough, a little while later, Landon and Lillian come back over to the house with their binoculars. And they start spying on him again. And sure enough, just like before, as they're spying on him with their binoculars, they're looking and waiting for something to happen. They're waiting for him to pray because they know he's going to. And they're waiting and waiting and nothing is happening. And they look at each other and think, uh-oh, maybe Daniel's not going to pray. Maybe we're not going to get him cast in the den of lions. But they're watching and they're watching. And sure enough, the windows fly open. And there's Daniel kneeling down by the window. And he prays. Then he shuts the window and goes about his business. And then a little while later, the window flies open. And Daniel kneels down and he prays. And then it happens one more time. So they caught Daniel praying 3 times that day. And now they know they really got him for good. So they go over to King Darius. All right, kids, pay attention over here, please. All right, King Darius. All right, so Landon and Lillian, they show King Darius the law. And they say, King, is this your signature down here? It is? Well, you just signed a law that says that no one can pray for 30 days or they'll be cast in a den of lions. Guess what? Your favorite guy, Daniel, prays 3 times a day. And we caught him doing it today. So King Darius, when he hears this, you know, his favorite one was Daniel, and he doesn't want Daniel to be cast in the lion's den. And so he hears this and he's so sad. And he thinks and thinks all day of if he can do something to get Daniel out of trouble. And you know, the sun is starting to set, and he still hasn't thought of anything that can get him out of the lion's den. And Landon and Lillian say, King Darius, it's time. Daniel was caught breaking your law. Time to throw him in the lion's den. And King Darius says sadly, yes, we need to cast Daniel in the lion's den. It was my law that I signed. So we have a lion's den here. I want all of you kids to come up here. Put your lions down here in this den, okay? Just set them down here. Remember which one was yours. Okay. Good job. All right. Here, I'll put your lion in, okay? Don't forget this one was yours. Okay, so this is the lion's den. Well, King Darius and Landon and Lillian, they grab Daniel and they throw him in the lion's den. So let's pick him up here. All right, let's put him down here in the den. It's pretty scary down here, isn't it? Okay, just sit on the floor here. Okay, all right. So Daniel's in the den. He doesn't want to go in. But, you know, Daniel probably didn't want to go in, but Landon and Lillian are stronger than me, and they probably could have got him in there. So anyway, Daniel's in the den. He's not in his house. And as they are throwing him in, King Darius says, "Daniel, your God will save you." That's all he can say is, "Your God will save you." And they throw him in the lion's den. And then they take a stone. Here's a stone. They take a stone and they roll it in front of the den. And then, so everyone knows that King Darius was the one who put that stone there and that no one can move it. King Darius puts a seal on the stone and he pushes his ring into the seal so that everyone knows it's his seal and they better not move the stone. Okay? So here's a seal. Okay. So here's a seal. You got your ring still? Does it fit on your finger?
Kind of.
Kind of. All right, you can hold it like that. All right, so here's the seal on the stone. Here, why don't you push your ring into it? Other way around. Yeah, like that. Push. Okay, now take it out. There, see how that looks like your ring? See, that's King Darius's ring imprinted in that seal. So now when everyone knows, when everyone looks at the stone, they will see that King Darius does not want that stone moved unless it's by him. So there's Daniel in the lion's den. King Darius goes back to his palace. Landon and Lillian go back to their homes. And the king is so worried about Daniel. He's tossing and turning all night. He can't sleep because he's worried what's going to happen to him with lions. Because lions like to eat people, don't they? So the king is tossing and turning in his sleep. And eventually the sun comes up. And as soon as it's light enough, the king rushes over to the den. And when he's outside the den, he's so worried about Daniel, he calls out to him. He says, "Daniel, did your God save you?" And what do you think happened? Was Daniel still alive there in the den? Yes, he was. Daniel says, "Yes, God saved me, and he shut the lions' mouths so they didn't eat me." Well, Darius is so happy. He takes away the stone. He rolls it away. And he takes Daniel out of the den. And he finally has his favorite president back with him. And now he says, "Well, I got tricked by Landon and Lillian. I think it's time to throw them in the lion's den. Because they tricked me and they know that that is not good." So King Darius takes Landon and Lillian and he throws them in the lion's den. And what do you think happens this time to Landon and Lillian? What's that? The lions eating them? Yeah, the lions ate them so fast that they didn't even touch the bottom of the den before all their bones were broken. That's pretty fast, isn't it? Well, that's where I'm going to stop the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Thank you guys for your participation. You can get your lions back now if you want. Remember which one is yours. Okay. So that's the story of Daniel and the lion's den, and I'm sure you've heard it many times. But this story is important, isn't it? Because Daniel knew that it was important to pray. He knew that the Lord wanted him to pray, and he did it so much that it was a habit for him to pray three times a day, even when The bad guys were trying to get him in trouble for praying. He knew that he would be cast in the lion's den, and he prayed anyway. So you boys and girls can keep the lions, and I have more ring pops for all of you, and I'll give you a new one, Evan. But I hope when you play with those lions that you remember Daniel. And I hope that each one of you boys and girls can be like Daniel and pray every day, make it a habit of praying, and remember what we talked about earlier, how we can pray, how it's a simple thing. We can ask the Lord for something or thank Him for something or praise Him. And remember that I asked you to tell Mom and Dad that you want to try praying tonight, okay? All right, so we have time for another song. Does anyone have one last song they want to sing? Lillian, she had her hand up first. Number 4. Someone start that, please.
Sinners like me.